Blog Talk Radio.
Stay right there. That's where your power is. The blood of Jesus. Yeah.
For me.
We're out on Calvary, Lord.
Power.
said, thank you, Lord. Brought me through the worst year I ever had. I don't ever see no more night. Look like all was the wrong time. It all mine. But I'm going to win. So if I can get ready to do it again. Right here at all 10. Cause I'm going with the power. That situation you have now, seal it, seal it. Feel it right now. I'm trusting God for him in his time this year. Let it be done. Seal my deal. Seal the sign I need a sign for. I eat of your body. And because I know I may get weak, the power of your blood. I drink of your blood.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Blood that Jesus said, it never loses power. Oh, what a beautiful song. It's true to that. It reaches to the highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley. Oh, hallelujah. And if you believe that, you'll receive that. Oh, hallelujah, and his blood will cover, hallelujah, even us. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for that beautiful song. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The blood. Mm-hmm. He said it gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood covered. Hallelujah. I have a testimony. The blood covered. Oh, hallelujah. Covered me 2 days. Two days. Way more than that. But to yesterday and today. Hallelujah. God bless me from two wrecks. That wasn't my fault, but he covered me. Thank you, Jesus. I seen him, and he blessed me to get, for it not to come to pass, hallelujah, but yesterday I was on my way to work, and a truck recklessly driving, swerved, you know, I'm going from one freeway to another, and a truck zoomed where it wasn't no space, tried to get between me and a wall. Lord have mercy. And if it wasn't not for the Lord blessing me to see it in the nick of time, it would have been a horrible wreck. Hallelujah. And this morning, taking grandkids to school, of course, supposed to be obedient doing a school zone. You know, the school zone, you can only go 20 miles per hour. But this person, he got in the line to be going to the school, and I'm leaving the school, and all of a sudden, I guess it decided it didn't want to go in the line no more, so it swerved out, blowing its horn at me. Lord have mercy. And it was in the line to go to the school. I guess they figured out it was in the wrong spot. But I told my grandson, the Lord blessed us. Hallelujah. And he agreed that it was a blessing because it could have been a wreck. But I just want to thank God. And I told him, I said, that's twice yesterday and today. God bless me. So his blood covered me. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I want to always tell what the God has done. Hallelujah. We often tell what we're going through, but we just tell of his goodness, tell of his what could have been, but he stopped it. He blocked it. What should have happened, because we deserve justice, but we keep on receiving his mercy and his grace. For we deserve it. We deserve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But his grace and his mercy covers us. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Reb. You think about his blood. You never lose its power.
Sometimes I think about the Lord's Supper. I think about how sometimes we don't look at it until a certain time when we take it. Now, every time I think about the Lord's Supper, some people look at it in a different way than most, but I just want to tell God, thank you for his blood. Thank you for his body, you know. And it's sacred to me. We don't treat the pulpit like we used to. You know, when people run it out of it, they put anybody in there. They'll let somebody want to be a sinner to walk in the pulpit. You know, they'll listen to anybody that's down the pulpit. So is the taking up the Lord's Supper to me. You know, it's very sacred. Man. It's a sacred time. You know?
Yes, sir.
But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for your God have blessed you and the grandkids, Father, for getting through all what he did, because God has a plan. Until he said that plan, and assignment's up, no man can stop it or block it, bro. But he has a plan, and his plan is we're involved in salvation. Wherever how he does it, it's salvation. You know, if it's on this side, it's salvation. If it's on the other side, it's the ultimate salvation. So we thank God for his Holy Spirit, bro. It was the blood.
That's it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad for his shedding of the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless men. It's right on time. You know, last night I'm looking at Mark, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. And I woke up this morning, he wrote Colossians, the third chapter. Tell me, so, you know, hallelujah. We don't tie these together. Hallelujah. We thank God for him being in attendance with us. We thank God, hallelujah, for salvation. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for his coverings. We always want to recognize when God is in the midst. Hallelujah. If you honor him and Jesus, all this is a form of worship. How about this worship outside of the assembly, which we assemble. Some assemble on Saturday. Some assemble on Sunday. Hallelujah. But we try to assemble Sunday through Saturday. We try to be a continual assembly with God. Some do it Monday through Friday. But every day with Jesus surely is sweeter than the day before. Thank you, Lord. Every day we can honor him. Every day we can live unto him. Every day he can consecrate our minds. He can sanctify us. He can make us holy. The more of him, the more we put into our bodies, and the more we modify our members. Hallelujah. 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 More. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this day. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this hour. We ask that you forgive us for all sins, Father, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for allowing your Son to come and die for us, Father. Thank you for Calvary. We're going to be ever mindful to remember the things that has been done for us to give us a right. Oh, hallelujah. That connects us back to you, Father God. That then that a debt was paid that we owed, but we could not pay it, Father, but you made a way. Hallelujah. You made a way, Father God, that we could get back to you, Father God. Thank you for that way that was made, Father God. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. That was sprinkled on the mercy seat. Thank you, Father God, for redemption in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Now we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive, to have a receptive spirit of your word this day and understand the things that you're trying to get over to your people. Bless us and we'll ever, forever bless your back, Father God. Let us hear from you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Teach us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to read a couple of things to you. See, this parable here, it contains instructions that are so important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hearing, we're bound to attend to it. You know, there are many things that we are concerned to know. And if we understand not the plain truth of the gospel, how shall we learn those things that are more difficult? I'm going to try to make it to you plain as possible. It will help us to value the privilege we have. Hallelujah. The privilege we enjoy as disciples of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. There is a privilege to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Know that, you know, ever since biblical days, and believe it or not, we're still in biblical days, but the Sadducees and the Pharisees always try to find a way, and even though spirits are still around, now to this day, the spirit of the Sadducees and the Pharisees always trying to entangle Christ. Hallelujah. And since we are Christians, we are supposed to be trying our best to be Christ-like, to imitate Christ. That's why questions are asked. Is he the one? And is he some is still trying to accept the Trinity? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But on the foundations, was it built, hallelujah, that he would come and die for us, hallelujah. God had a backup plan. Since the first Adam failed, the second Adam came, hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. If we seriously consider the deplorable state of all who have not such privileges in the great field of the church we call. Thank you, Lord. The word of God is dispensed to all. Herein, mark this fourth chapter and the first verse, and start with the first verse, and he began here to teach by the seaside. Hallelujah. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. The whole multitude was by the sea on the land, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrines. Now, before we get into this parable of the sower, hallelujah. Parable is an earthly meaning with a heavenly truth or a heavenly meaning with an earthly True. However, but God uses things in a parable to those that are spiritual can understand. Hallelujah. You have to be spiritual to understand this here. And how do I think, hallelujah, spiritually, in my flesh is so full of carnal things. Hallelujah. But open up and ask God to open up, and he that have an ear, hallelujah, will hear what thus says the Spirit. Hearken, behold, there went out a sore to sow. Hearken, you know, he's getting the attention. Hearken, and pause is there. There's a comma there in my book. And behold, a comma, there went out a sore to sow. It came to pass as he sowed. Some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured them up. When someone is trying to minister unto you the word of God, the very thing that frame worlds together, the word of God, it also says in his word, but for his word be untrue, even a jot or tittle, heaven and earth will pass away. But that lets you know how true this foundation of the word that we can stand up on. And John over there will tell you that this very word became flesh for us, and Jesus, whom people are still fighting against this very day, speaking here, hearken, behold, there went out a sore to sow. It came to pass, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It fell by the wayside because hearts did not open up and receive the seed that was trying to be planted in them, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. See, what you don't want, somebody will get. Oh, hallelujah. What you won't receive, somebody will take it in. A wise man, even in correction, a wise man over there in Proverbs will tell you, hallelujah, what a wise man will do, hallelujah. Even those that are walking with the Lord, every message, hallelujah, they're praying as the Lord, if it's for them, they don't seem so rushed to turn it off or tune it. But you never know where God is going to speak. You can receive, if you're humble in heart, you can receive a message from the Lord, for someone that's much younger than you. If you open your ears to the Lord has no respect of person. He'll use whom he will to be his mouthpiece. And it came to pass as he sowed. Some fell by the wayside. The fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Hallelujah. And some fell on stony ground, the hard hearts, the dull of understanding, don't want to understand, where it not had much earthy. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. It wasn't no worth for it to take root. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Oh, hallelujah. And some fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked it out, and it yielded no fruit. And our responsibility is to be yielding fruit. Every saved soul should be trying to save a soul. And when you win a soul, that lets you know that you are wise. When you try to show somebody the way, hallelujah, the way, that this is the parable of the sower. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some fell on good ground. The good ground, the soil was good to receive the seed. Hallelujah. And is your heart good ground? Hallelujah. Is your, or do you turn it away because it's not something that, or it's not from the mouth that you want to hear it from. Hallelujah. But who are we to who are we to say whom God will or won't use? Hallelujah. In a particular time that he needs to use. Hallelujah. And others fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have an ear. Are your ears open? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think God is trying to say in this present day and time? How long have we been talking about Jesus? How long have we been talking about the coming of the Lord? How long have we been talking about trials and tribulation? How long have we been talking about pleasing God? How long have we been talking about knowing the terror of the Lord? How long we've been living foot loose and fancy free? How long we've been trying to do our own thing and not worry about what thus said the Lord or what pleases the Lord, whom holds our very life in his hand? How long he can just forget about some and it'd be as though they never existed, and how he do that he can remove, hallelujah, the memory, hallelujah, and you don't even remember a person ever exists. This is whom we serve. This is the Almighty God, and these are only part of his ways. And we still, some is still struggling should they believe or receive the very word of God. But he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. These are things that he spoke to his disciples. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Hallelujah. That's why I say you have to be spiritual to understand. Hallelujah. Don't stop so much walking out of the flesh and pray unto the God, hallelujah, and say, Lord, some have to pray this prayer, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief, or remove that hindering spirit that tries to get me to not understand, Lord, and help me understand, Lord, for my spirit needs to grow, my spirit needs to be fed, and all wisdom comes from God, and we need to hear from him. Hallelujah. These that seeing that ye may see and not perceive, and hearing that ye may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Listen. He said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, that's why that's why we tell you to meditate, hallelujah. Meditate and remember, hallelujah, and concentrate, because if you don't pay it no thought, or if you let it go in one ear out of the other, it will be taken away from you, and you won't understand. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you concentrate on God, he will speak to you. If you keep him on your mind, he will direct you, he will lead you, hallelujah. But if you choosing not to. You're just like the word, you'll fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After he had engrafted you in, hallelujah. But it's a responsibility for you to seek after him while he may be found. Follow, seek after him. And if you can't find him, where you usually seek after him. Lord, hallelujah. Lift your eyes and look unto his stationary position. Hallelujah. Heaven, hallelujah. Sometimes you have to go beyond, go the extra mile. Hallelujah. With our foolishness, we're all day long. Hallelujah. If we're not careful, we're all day long searching after evil things. Hallelujah. But search after that which is eternal. Search after that and see what happens. See how much different your mind thought is and your Panadol is and how you'll be unable to understand the spiritual things of God that he is trying to give unto his people, those that are called by his name, those that answer, hallelujah, when he calls, that understand when he speaks. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And had no root in themselves, and so endured but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, and immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Listen. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why it is a necessity, because the word is going out, and the word will help you. Hallelujah. I like to say this, a diamond in its original form, it's not that beautiful until it gets in the hand of the diamond cutter. So we Christians, babes in Christ, and even those that have been walking a while, God has to cut away things that are displeasing, and that's why he don't want you to go back after sin that he has delivered you from. And here's another parable that you help you understand it a little better. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put up on a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? Hallelujah. But there is none thing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And if you have an ear, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, open up your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Open up your heart unto the Lord and let him, hallelujah, bless you. Ask him to bless you to receive that he's trying to give you. Not be so quick to fight against it or question about it, but hallelujah, but ask the Lord to open up my understanding, open up my spiritualness, Father God, so I can hear spiritually and understand, and my life will be made better. Hallelujah. Instead of always trying to be so much inquisitive to learn knowledge and just to be smart, but not take it any further, but yes, hallelujah, to be smart in it. Hallelujah. But let it go for a governor, hallelujah, that when your word sins, hallelujah, a seed is planted within that it helps you, hallelujah, to not enjoy the things that you used to enjoy. So when you filled them, you're amongst ashamed because you feel like you have felt the Lord and you don't want that feeling anymore. So you pray unto God for strength that he keeps you in the hour of temptation. Hallelujah. That is why it's so important when the word goes out, you receive it. Hallelujah. And chew on it. Hallelujah. Just like you do a good meal and let it be, hallelujah, and something about meals. All time, everything don't taste good. Hallelujah. But it's good for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those things that taste good usually is not good for you. But the word of God, even sometimes if it's bitter to you, still accept it. So the thing, you will start to love that you used to shun. Oh, hallelujah. You'll start to love that you used to push away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you'll pray unto God, bless me to receive that was, oh, hallelujah, meant for me to receive. Colossians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to hurt the Lord. Colossians. Oh, the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Now listen at this verse 5. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. These things we have made idols, and God don't want you to worship nothing but him. These things are in offense to him. You see, because when you do this, you're in the flesh, and you worship, and these are gods. Hallelujah, hallelujah. These are little gods. Hallelujah. The God of fornication, uncleanness, hallelujah, inordinate affection. Oh, feeling the things that you shouldn't feel, that it's not ordinary for you to be affectionate in this way. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. These are things you're putting before God. You're telling the very God, I love these things more than I love you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in that moment, hallelujah, when you should be clinging to God, you're listening to other gods that's pulling at you, hallelujah, even your flesh. Oh, hallelujah. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience? Do you want him to beat you because of your disobedience? Or would you rather obey, hallelujah, and gain strength from God that you can overcome the things that would cause you to stumble and fall and separate you from our God, that we need to be in fellowship with, leaning and hoping, trusting and depending upon, not wavering, and help in the time of storm. And even before the storm get there, he's coming you, he's keeping you, he's holding you. These are things, are a necessity that a Christian needs to be able to succeed. In which, hallelujah, in which, in the woods, ye also walk sometimes when ye live in them. You know, when you live in something, hallelujah, are you worshiping God? You know, when you live things displeasing unto him, are we worship, and how can we live like the devil all week long and get up in God's sanctuary where others come in hoping and to receive of him? You can't do it comfortably. I'm telling you, you can't go sit in God's house comfortably after you have displeased him all week long. So it's good that you try to please him every day. So when you get in the moment that we come together on a Sunday and we give his name the praise, that nobody have to work you up because you're already worked up. You can say like that, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Now, I'm not trying to beat nobody up, but I'm trying to show you a more glorious way that you can walk with the Lord, that you can find strength for your weakness and the things that will cause his wrath to come up on you when you're disobedient. Hallelujah. But when you're loving him, hallelujah. When you love him, even though you fall, quickly repent, return unto him, and get back up. Try to do the best that you can while he may be found, while he may be near. Hallelujah. Seek after him. Run unto him. Cling on him. You need his help to be able to succeed, because the adversary don't want you to. He's going to try all that he can. Hallelujah. He's mad because you made Jesus your choice. So you need to be covered with God, with the armor of God. Not only do you need his protection, his salvation,
good,
hallelujah, and this thing that will be revealed unto you over and over. When you look into his word, he shows you new revelations. He want to bring you up just a little higher, that where others cannot understand, you'll be in heavenly places with him. Heaven will come down and consume you, and you can understand when he talks, even when it's in the thunder. Oh, hallelujah. Even when it's in the thunder. So what is more important? Hallelujah. A life of sin and barely trying to hold on to God. But if it's better, is it better to get close to him? Hallelujah. And put away those things that have they done you any good up until this point? Have they done you any good? Hallelujah. Every time I think, even the very thought, it puts you in danger. Hallelujah. So run unto the Lord. Seek him. Mortify. What do you mean, Reverend? What do you mean, Reverend? Mortify. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Mortify. Cause to feel embarrassed, ashamed, or humiliated. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We should you're walking with the Lord when you're not bragging about sin, but when sin happens, and it will, as long as you're in this flesh. Hallelujah. That way, none can boast, but we can boast. What we can boast about is Jesus Christ and how he has lifted me, how he has saved me, how he has kept me. Because if I was left to myself, it would be good for nobody. But because of Christ, hallelujah, that delivered me from evil things. Because of him, I can face tomorrow, even if I should fall. But because of him, I can run unto him when I lean to my own understanding. I'm out of his way. Oh, hallelujah. But even in my understanding, I try to make to be in the will of God. So I pray. I pray that I'm in his will. I pray so I don't have to be embarrassed or ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it was because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, whom they're still trying to persecute until this day, until this moment, until this hour. Those are the spirit of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Oh, hallelujah. But if I have a spiritual ear and I can hear, hallelujah, what he's trying to say unto the churches. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you say, Lord, have thine own way, hallelujah, he might have to tell you no to some things. Because they may be damaging to you spiritually. Your flesh may love them, but it may damage your spirit. It may hinder your communication with our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You don't want to dwell in an unclean temple, so make room for the Lord. Hallelujah. Make room for him. Hallelujah. Not that I have already obtained, but I'm trying. Hallelujah, to press towards the mark of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. I'm trying to obtain victory, hallelujah, in the Lord. That's why it's easy for me, hallelujah, to give him thanks because I know if he had not delivered me, if he had not saved me, if he had me not put the thing within me that makes me mortify these members, hallelujah, hallelujah, if I don't keep my mind, I'll fall into fornication. If I don't keep my mind, I'll fall into uncleanness. If I don't keep my mind, inordinate affection, evil contention, if I don't keep it, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we strive, I tell you, we're in a world this day and time where evil is good and good is evil. Hallelujah. When you're trying to do your best, they look at you like like you the one that is without. But don't get it twisted. As they say, Christ is still coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we encourage you. We encourage you. We encourage you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Walk after. Hallelujah. The things. Hallelujah. Seek to be fruitful. Seek for love, for joy. Seek for kindness. Seek for goodness. Seek for faithfulness, great gentleness, self-control. Oh, and peace. And watch this. This is what a lot of people don't like. Patience. And above all that, holiness. Holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be patient. Hallelujah. Don't just give up because God is not answering your prayer but before you get through praying. But stay there. Talk to him. Let him know that you're serious about the things that you're asking of him. And hallelujah, you don't ask. If you don't ask for nothing else, make sure you ask me to ask him to save me. Ask him to keep you. Ask him to consecrate you. Ask him to deliver me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God keep you is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Songwriter said, sometimes you just got to let him be still and listen to him. Talking about
Reverend. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah, we're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Praise him. Jesus. Blessed Savior,
we declare that
he's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, yes we do. We pray. Call his name Jesus, blessed Savior. Anybody know that he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Come on, from the rising of the sun, the scripture says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the sun. Hallelujah. Yes.
Well, I was thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God. You know, I got a couple more days, man. I had a classmate to pass, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Name of Jesus.
I got that message from the for a certain person about that classmate pass. You know, I just think about
yes, sir.
What you were saying earlier about how God, but he was a pastor though. You know.
Yes, sir.
He knew God. You know. And
yes, sir.
I just think about how we don't, I'm not saying I hear you go through your discourse a while ago. It doesn't need no
yes,
support. You don't need nobody that's ready to come and say thank you for the word, because that's what this was. Man, there's some people going through rehab, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just think about that brother was a father. That brother was a laborer in God's vineyard. And
yes,
I'm telling you, brother, and it's going to be truly missed, because I can remember when, like, we over 40 years ago since we've been there, but I can tell you, it's a trip when you see somebody laying there that who you know you grew up with, you know. It's a trip. But I just think about it. I know for him preaching like he preaching, God looking at him for rest right now, you know, and gave him rest, you know. Ask you to make them. I hear you go to the discourse, you know. I believe he sold his seed right. You know, that's from the outside looking in. You know. I believe,
yes,
man, the pastor like that, and being the head of the church like he is, and God not welcome him, you know. Sometimes, you know, when you go through your, like you just went through a while ago, you know, he said, those who have an ear, let him hear. You know, and I believe that we living in the day now. It ain't how you, what kind of words you gonna give them. Like it's something different. You know, we've been on a ministry over some years. It ain't nothing new under the sun. Phrases people come up, like it blows people's mind. But there's nothing new under the sun. You know, and thank you for the word, man. Thank you for how you encourage yourself, exalt yourself, and giving your all to the Lord, because we believe, man, there's going to be a day that we believe that the energy that you're putting in there right now, soon God will tell you one day. You won't be on this phone one day and talking about I made it. It's going to be a time, real, that we have to put this thing up, real. So our labor won't be in vain, you know. We're not coming here to tickle nobody's fancy, but I'm not something to
bring.
And I know you've been there with this here, and Brother D, you own. I'm going to say this in my pardon and my absence right now, to tell you that I don't apologize for the Holy Ghost anymore. You know what I'm talking about? I don't sit up there and say, I do what Paul said, pray for us. If we have a free course. Because if we hold back, you know, we feel a little soft or something, what we're doing is holding back from the Holy Spirit. And I know you gave it all, and I know you didn't leave nothing back, you know what I'm saying? So you have to let the word of God convict them, you know. And I'm just mad. You keep that the Tarpley family, man, in prayer, man, Tarpley, you know. Pastor Gregory Tarpley. Yeah. Yeah, he's been preaching a long time, too, Doc. You know, he preached almost 40 years, man. But, God calls him home, you know. He calls him home.
Jesus.
I always say, Brother D, because I can say this behind the preach word, because I believe in the word of God. We're going to die. We're going to transition.
Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
We're going to do that.
We're
going to do that. That preaching he talking about and that teaching he talking about, it ain't just for him. It's for the man with him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
It ain't for him. You know, you can get happy all you want to here, but you ain't seen nothing till you see his face.
All right.
Thank you, Reverend, for the word. Thank you for the encouragement word, man. But keep that family in prayer, man. The Tarpley family,
sir.
Man. Pastor Gregory Tarpley. Yeah, out of Stop City, Texas. Yeah, by way of stall cut. You don't know about this, man.
Yes, sir.
You don't know about this. You don't know about the hood, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
That was
another one, my brother. That was another gospel. Some people call him gospel legend. First, give it unto God, who's the head of my life. Let's get that straight first. Acknowledge my father, and then I can speak. I got a call earlier during the week, it's funny because I was just humming one of his songs a day or two before I got the call. We called him Keith Wonderboy Johnson. From down your way, originally from New York, from down your way. And I got a call saying he had a car accident and lost his life.
Uh-huh.
The Lord had, that he had went on home, so we want to keep that, the Johnson family as well. So we just want to pray.
His wife,
but above all, I don't know if his wife was in the car with him or not. They told him it was a car accident, and they said, you know, I think everyone know him, so I don't really know who all was in the car. But they called me and asked me, I heard about the now. And they said, Keith wonder what? I said, what? Man. And Keith wonder what Johnson. But I wanted to tell Rip this morning, you know, sometimes, Rip, when you're giving the word, I used to watch my pastor do it sometimes. He used to tell preaching to myself. Sometimes you preach so hard, you have to just preach to yourself. Sometimes you preach yourself happy. Yeah. I used to watch Bishop Bridges do it quite often. Sometimes you just preach yourself happy. My doggone phone and one stop calling and in and out. But I got a chance to hear enough of the word this morning to know that it was the word of God and that the Lord's hands was upon you this morning as you were giving the word. I pray that the Lord continue to keep you, continue to keep you, and continue to keep you, my brother. Continue to keep you. Continue to keep you strong. Keep you giving God's word. Keep on keeping on. One day.
Yes, sir.
That's all I can tell you. One day, we pray that we'll see his face. We'll see him face to face one day. I love to hear the word being preached. And you're preaching hard this morning. Some may not believe it, but you're preaching hard this morning, real. You're preaching hard. Some of us, sometimes we say the preacher should have to preach that hard without nobody being over in the amen corner and say, come on, real. Somebody should be pushing. You keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on, keep on. God got a crown waiting on you. I can truly say, God got a crown waiting on you, my brother. Crown of life. In the name of Jesus. And the words of my brother, I love you, brothers. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Have some and Martha sent in some nuggets. We thank her for that. I think this will be in a beneficial. She sends in an inside view. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord looks at the heart. Hallelujah. The true measure of a person is what's in the heart. What's in the heart is when God looks at us. He is more interested in our heart.
From the inside out. Yes, he is.
Yes, sir. More interested in our hearts than our height, the state of our soul, than the structure of our face. He doesn't see good as, he doesn't see us as too old, too young, too small, or too
big.
Yeah.
Amen.
He zeroes. Amen. He zeroes in on the things that matter. Our response to his love for us and our concern for other people. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are we concerned about one another? I heard Brother Brian and I heard Brother D talk about loved ones that are lost. Hallelujah. Our hearts should go out and sincerely pray for those that hurt because loss of a loved one, and have mercy. See, when you have mercy on the children of God, God's mercy will overflow back unto you. Hallelujah. So scorn not the man that's down today, but share with him his sorrow.
It's
a mean, cruel world. You know, you may be
cruel
today, but when you're down, down in spirit, when you're down, when you need a little strength, you want someone with the love of God to come and encourage your heart to let you know you can make it up. Everything will be all right. It's how we worship God is when we love one another, when we're concerned with one another, when we're passionate for one another. Hallelujah. We should desire people to do good and advance, especially spiritually.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some people, when they're evil, they rejoice when someone falls. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
But when you hear of someone that gave up life, hallelujah, to live for Christ, to do the things that Christ wanted, to win souls, hallelujah, hallelujah,
yes.
Victory. Hey, it should make you happy, hallelujah, that,
yes.
That God, hallelujah, hallelujah, would bless someone's soul, that he may win a soul, that he may encourage, that he may uplift, hallelujah. Try to uplift one another. Try to sometimes. To be burdened when you hear of someone have fallen or someone have strayed in the way. Pray for that someone. Don't forget about that. Forget about the others that are strong, but go after that weak one and encourage them and
help them come
back to the fold, and how you will rejoice because they have been delivered. They once was lost, but now they're found. They may have
failed.
That's fine. But when God brings them back in, you should say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your love, because the same love you show, God will show it unto you.
He assured
the
you.
Mercy
he assured
and
you.
Compassionate.
He give it to you.
When you need compassion, when you need, Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need some mercy.
You give it
to
you.
Oh, God, when you show that you have a heart that cares and bleed, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you hear someone fall, hallelujah, pray for them, encourage them. When you hear the loss of a loved one, a family is hurting in their heart. Nobody hurts like that immediate family. Oh, hallelujah.
When you pray,
when it's your time to walk through the valley. Of the shadow of
it is coming.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with
me.
Everybody don't want to see you eat. Everybody don't want to see you and accept you. It's receiving
thank
the word of God and getting better. But in the presence of your enemy, he'll feed
enemies.
You. Hallelujah. When others don't want you to be accepted or forgiven,
He'll carry you. In the name thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be concerned. We've lost that. We need to be more concerned of others. We need to check on each other. We need to pray for one another, that we continue to have strength one to another, love one to another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't always just take it for granted that everybody is all right, but pray.
Hope and expect
God to move, and hope for God to move, that someone don't have to stay always going through. Hallelujah. But God, their testimony is God is keeping me. God is holding me.
God is carrying me when I cannot keep myself because of the prayers.
Because of the prayers, not because of my goodness, but because of the prayers.
Oh,
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That he may keep us.
Because the world, the world don't want us to be kept. We don't pray for one another. Hallelujah. When God puts someone on your mind, pray for them. Just like Brother D asked for prayer and for his brother-in-law. But it's like Brother D asked for prayer for the family of Wonderboy. Just like just like Grandma Brian asked for prayer for the Tarpley family. Hallelujah. Keep that in prayer, hoping for God to comfort. Just like he said, hope if he could. You got to remember, he's a sovereign God. He's a sovereign God, so plead unto him to have mercy. Oh, plead unto him, Lord. Have mercy. Lord,
have mercy.
Tenderly ask him, because you are talking to Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. By way of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't go to God. Demand it, but go to him humbly,
Lord.
Submissive, in prayer, Father. Ah, oh, please, Father, if it be thy will, humbly submit yourself unto God that he may
hear and answer
prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
He will.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we need to sincerely love one another, sincerely care, sincerely. Pick up each and every burden for one of the, see, the burden ain't so hard. Something is not. I'll be practical for a moment. If you're trying to move furniture, something that's heavy, it's real heavy for one person, but let somebody else get on that other end. The burden becomes a little lighter, and surely if it's light. If it's lighter for two people, just imagine three people, four people, five people. The burden, it gets a little lighter when more join in and on one accord. And God, you'll see what he do with one accord. It's when we're on accord, hoping for the same thing. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, come through. Hallelujah. When we assemble ourselves together, hoping for God to bless, hoping for God to hear prayer, hoping for God, hallelujah, in his mercy and his grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we admonish you that you pray.
Well, God, thank you.
And let God have his mercy.
Have
pray,
your way.
Pray. Pray, pray,
let
pray.
The Lord have
and, you know, you knowing that when you pray, you're talking to God.
To the Master.
You're talking
to the Master.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so careful how you speak to him. Humbly submit yourself. Move grudges out of your heart that God can hear your prayer. Move things out of your heart that will hinder. Remove hate. Remove anger. Remove evilness out of your heart that God can hear your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll hear and he'll answer. Hallelujah. That prayer, don't pray on people, but for people. Hallelujah. Pray for God's blessing. Hallelujah. And the same energy you give into that, God will allow it to be given unto you. Hallelujah. Mercy. Just so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, but make sure his mercy, and in that, asking for grace. God bless you. God keep you. Is our prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, real. I hear you say we should pray for each other. You know, something dropped in my spirit when you were speaking. You know, in the benediction of the closing, when we give the benediction, there's a verse in there. It says, "May the Lord watch between me and thee." While we're absent one from another, that lets you know we should pray for each other. He said, while we're absent one from another. Ooh, God is just so good to us. He gives us a road map and then guides us through the map. All we got to do is let him in. That's all we got to do is allow him in. I tell a sinner, I tell anyone, I'm not always right. I don't always do right. I'm trying to always do right, but it don't always come out right. But I tell the world's biggest sinner, There's no way I would sit on my hands and let the word be preached today like it has been preached and not acknowledge my fault and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner. Here I am. Fix me, Lord. Work me over.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't go another day hearing the preached word like I've heard today and not acknowledge my faults. Rev has preached hard from his heart. And we sit on our hands. And one button should be jumping. We should be breaking the one button on our phone right now just to tell the Lord to fix me. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Tell God
thank
you.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you,
you know, my pastor used to say, if you're already fixed, then you don't need it. Scripture says a doctor has no need of a physician. But if you're not a doctor, then you have a need of a physician. And I stopped by Rev. Harris, stopped by Rev. Eric is telling you that God is the physician.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's in fiction right now. He can operate on you. Martha said it's the heart. God don't care nothing about that out of dirt. Rev, he don't care nothing about that out of dirt. I know he don't because he said from dirt you came and dirt you will return. He don't care nothing about that dirt. He letting that go on back where he took it from.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart. But the heart. That's all God's concerned with. Bible says what goes in don't defile man. He said what comes out is what defiles a man. What comes out comes from the heart. In the name of Jesus. I have enjoyed you this morning, my brother. I really have.
God bless you.
I thank you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. The Lord continue to bless. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
God. Lord. For his blessing, for his grace, for his mercy, for his love. Continue to show us love over and over again. Hallelujah. Even in conviction, he's still showing us his love.
Yes, he does.
Even when we find out that we have to repent or say, I'm sorry, he's still showing his love.
He's still showing your love. He's showing me love.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm glad he's still God. And I'm glad that he hear my cry.
I'm glad he's still. See, if you're going through, many people don't want to go through storms, but if you're going through trials and tribulations and storms, you need to tell God thank you.
Thank you. Tell him thank you.
He's purging you. He's pruning you.
Yes,
whooping you just a little bit, but he cares in that.
He cares. That's it.
He cares. He wants you to. Stay close to him. He wants to be the keeper of your soul. Hallelujah. And if you can do wrong and it don't bother you, you really need to pray.
He sure does need to do wrong. That's right. Hey, real. That's like what Brother Dog said. Brother Dog said, if he don't bump into you during the course of the day, you must be walking with him. You must be walking with him. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He cares. Thank you, Jesus.
I know he cares.
Thank you, Lord.
I know he cares.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Sir, for those that, hallelujah, first time caller, if you want to speak, you can push the one button. We'll open you up. It'll tell you now you're in the host queue. If someone want to tell God thank you, hallelujah. If someone wants prayer, we hear you can push the one button and tell us, or you can text. someone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not able to, but hallelujah. But I want to start it off and tell God, thank you. And I love him.
Yes.
And I thank him for keeping me. Hallelujah.
Keeping
me, even from myself.
That's right, bro. That's it. I can't keep you from myself.
Yeah,
sometimes we have to do just that. Sometimes we have to keep us from myself. In the name of Jesus. And then he'll do it, real. That's what I like about my God. He'll do just that. He'll keep you from yourself. God sometimes have to keep you from harming yourself. Yes, he do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he do. Y'all listen. We have a service on Wednesday called An Hour of Reflection. And I was listening to a young lady yesterday give, she said, her testimony. And I thought about my Lord. Lord, you've been so good to me. You just been so good to me. When I was down and out, you kept me. When I was up and thought I was doing good, you kept me. When you chastised me, you kept me. God just been so good to me. And then he just keep on keeping on. He just won't stop. He just won't stop. Just love me so much. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm like my brother. I just want to tell God thank you.
Yes,
I don't even
yes,
want to ask
yes,
him for nothing
yes,
this morning. I just want to tell him thank you for just being my God
yes,
and allowing me to be his child. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. That's it. What a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
What
a blessing.
You know,
yes,
we,
it is. Yes, it is.
You know, we can pray unto God, even though we are deserving
yes,
of things. Hallelujah. Deserving of justice. We can pray. And our loving God will have mercy in the midst of whooping us.
Yes, he will.
In the midst of chastising us, his mercy. Hallelujah. See, because we're not able to stand without his mercy. We're not even to accept what is owed unto us without mercy. Hallelujah. So we thank him. Hallelujah. As we pray, thank you, Lord. Remember in your prayers, remember the Tarpley family, Pastor Gregory Tarpley's family. Hallelujah. Bless them. Give them strength. Remember them in your prayers. Remember, hallelujah, Brother D's brother-in-law. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, the wonder boy, Keith Wonder Boy. Remember them in your present families. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those, hallelujah, that are waiting, continually waiting for healing. Remember them, healing in the body, healing in the soul, healing in the spirit. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to love one another. It's by striving. It is by striving we are rewarded, and it is by giving that we receive. Give unto God, hallelujah, sometime that you may receive his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit may be magnified and manifested unto you. Hallelujah. His Holy Spirit that will govern your mind, that will keep your mind, that will keep you in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit that will guide you. His Holy Spirit that will convict us. Hallelujah. His Holy Spirit that make us run back to him when we need to repent. Hallelujah. That we will not tarry, but we will quickly repent so that we may stay in the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we need his love, for love will hide a multitude. False. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving. Lord, upon our hearts, we're so thankful that you allowed us to assemble together. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us. Thank you for giving us a mind to concentrate even on the lesson and the prayer. And oh, Father, even on ourselves to concentrate, that we be mindful of you, Father God, that we be mindful of Christianity, that we be mindful to be Christ-like, that we are mindful, oh God, to pray for one another, to uplift one another, to love one another, to care for one another, Father, that we will be mindful. Hallelujah, we can give your name the praise, where we'll be mindful to have this closer walk with you, that we'll be mindful to cling unto you, that we'll be mindful to mortify and put away the things of the flesh, that we'll be mindful to be spiritual, that we'll be mindful to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Continue to clean us up, Lord. Shape us, make us, and mold us what you would have us to be, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given to us, that we may come together. And, oh, Father, just love on you and love on your word. Bless us to love your word even more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Continue to keep us is our prayer. Continue to hold us. Continue to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, the prayer request, all those that came and played a part to make this service to be what you would have it to be. And Father God, as we leave, hallelujah, from this gathering, but never from thy presence, go with us, stand by us, keep us, protect us, oh Father God, over the dangerous highways and byways, those that are driving for a living, protect them to mercy, make it to their destination safely, those that are traveling, we ask for traveling grace, in the name of Jesus, and going to and for, Father, protect us, keep us, hallelujah, from that adversary, from the fiery darts, Father God, and if we should get hit by a dart, Father, heal them, hallelujah. Keep us, Father God. Protect us, shield us, hallelujah. Most of all, guide us, hallelujah. And bless us to be great followers of thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.